Iran's Revolutionary Guard was formed in 1979 to protect the Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini's Islamic Revolution from the Shah's army. Now, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the Guard is leaving Iran vulnerable to proposed U.S. sanctions against Iran for pressing ahead with its uranium enrichment program. Clinton spoke to VOA during her recent visit to the Persian Gulf.
It appears as though the space for decision-making for the clerical and political leadership is shrinking, and that for the Revolutionary Guard seems to be growing.
The Guard has accumulated considerable political and economic power in recent years. Most of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's cabinet is made up of Revolutionary Guard members. Some analysts on Iran and Washington say the Guard has gained more influence because of its recent role in suppressing protests against Mr. Ahmadinejad's re-election. Journalist Afshin Malavi of the New America Foundation in Washington.
The Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps have been the winners of this post-election violence. And in many ways, the Revolutionary Guard Corps have been rising in power over the past 10 years or so.
Secretary Clinton offers this perspective.
They are deeply involved in the commercial and business and investment activities of Iran. They own major institutions like the airport, for example. So there's a lot that they're doing, which is very troubling.
But Ken Katzman of the Congressional Research Service does not currently see the Guard as a serious threat. He says the Guard just follows the orders of the Ayatollah.
They did everything the Supreme Leader wanted them to. There was no evidence that they were going off the reservation and doing anything the Supreme Leader does not want done.
Afshin Malavi agrees. He says the Guard's current leadership is aligned with Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the Supreme Leader. But he says possible cracks within the Guard will determine Iran's future.
Will there be members of the Revolutionary Guard who will stand up to the current leadership? Will there be members of the Basij militia who will stand up to the current leadership? That kind of institutional cleavage could be very important to and a game-changing to the future of Iran.
Some analysts predict the Revolutionary Guard will consolidate its power, and the final showdown may be between the Guard and the millions of frustrated children of the 30-year-old Islamic Revolution, now 60% of the population of Iran. Ravi Khanna, VOA News, Washington.